Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today. When I say us, I mean Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Guys, hi, Steve.
What's the most recent trouble that you've gotten into? Could we just share that?
Most recent trouble. Trouble?
None? Okay, well, that's the kind of conversation okay. Science. Yeah, there's no trouble.
Well, I drove to Las Vegas last weekend in the rain.
And all right.
6 hours instead of four, all to do a two-hour workshop.
But I bet it was kind of exciting, being in the rain and
stop and go
on
the interstate.
Yeah, that's not good. All right. Well, see what Satan wanted to happen, the Lord was protecting you from.
That's
having
right.
too much time in Las Vegas. You don't want that. Hey, we're glad you're with us here today. And we've got this amazing workshop coming up, Lose It for Life. I'll start off the program just by sharing Lose It for Life testimony from Kathy. My life before the workshop was chaos, cycling in shock, my anger about my husband's undisclosed acting out. Well, it was haunting my mind and causing me deep shame and sadness. I could barely function and was experiencing physical and emotional distress. The workshop was exactly what I needed. It helped me to formulate a plan to empower me as I wait for my husband's disclosure and God's will for my marriage. It has given me a support system. I left with the compassion for my husband, as his sin is also covered by the blood of Jesus, and I'm leaving with a plan for my safety and hope for my future, with or without the marriage. If you're considering, well, just know you're worthy of this, and they'll provide the help and the guidance that you need. So many people, they've got weight, but the weight inside is
I was
so going to
say,
greater.
Was that for Lose It for Life? Mm-hmm. Because you notice how she didn't talk about
right.
weight.
That's right. And that's really what we...
Which was probably a success because mm-hmm. it got her off of the wrong
off
track.
Off of focusing on food.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, everybody has something.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's the weight thing, it's really, it's just painful. When it's your pain, it doesn't matter whether it's worse or better, easier, whatever.
No,
when it's yours,
no hierarchy.
You don't care. It just hurts. Well, let's go to the phones and let's talk with Mark. He listens on WORD from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I believe he is on. Yeah, there we go. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, we can. How's it going?
It's going okay. Thank you, and I just want to thank everybody at New Life Live, everyone there. It's just wonderful what you do. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Mark.
My issue is for about when I'm 44 now. And when I was 15, I started drinking, and I've continued to drink ever since then. I stopped 2 years ago, and it was a call to y'all station that helped that, and so I'm thankful. My question is, with my wife and son, they got to see the ugliest part of a human being, and I just was wondering what I might do to, help the family heal.
Okay. You've been recovering 2 years. Do you go to any kind of meeting, support group, recovery?
I go to therapy, and I have a doctor that I go to.
Okay. Hey, we got some help for you.
We
sure absolutely do. So you hold on. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. FE is the number to call. If you need some help, we do want to help you. We really do. And we've got some workshops and some counselors around the country. A book, a tape, a video will help. We'll be back.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is April 29th through May 1st in Columbus, Ohio. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. Jill had a comment at the break. I think it's pretty profound here.
I did have a comment.
You said Mark is going to therapy, and usually it's the reverse.
Usually it's the other way around, where someone is involved in recovery groups, but they are not doing some of the deeper therapy that they need to do along with that. But both are needed.
So why aren't you going to a recovery group?
Most of it is my work schedule.
Oh, now, come on. You can do better than that. Come on.
There any time of day and night and weekend.
If you really, really want to take care of the roots of bitterness and anger and resentment, if you want to transform into the person that they thought was dad and husband, that's how you do it. So I want you to think about it.
Well, and it helps you to make amends,
too. Yeah, I want you to think about it. It doesn't have anything to do with your schedule, because you can always figure out a way to get to a meeting. I've even done international meetings on the phone
have online meetings.
Yeah, international. So there are online meetings. There are phone meetings. But just think about it. Why do you think it is that you have said, I don't need that? I'm not going to do that.
Sounds repetitive almost.
Sounds repetitive.
When I've been to the meetings.
Uh-huh. But it's not about meeting. It's about working the steps. For instance, a big part of working the steps is making amends and making restitution.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about what you could do to make restitution to your kids and your wife?
No, sir.
Okay. You know, there have been things that people have done that absolutely astounded family members. I know one guy, he was, you could almost say he was a scratch golfer or almost a pro golfer. Yeah. I don't know how you say it. But that was his life. And he said, look what I've done to my family. He did not go back onto a golf course. Now, some people say, oh, that's silly. That's ridiculous. You know what? It had such a profound impact on the family. It said to them, he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
He stole our lives from us, and now he's taking his life away that he's used to, and he's giving it back. I mean, that's pretty profound. And if they've never seen you do anything to make restitution other than ask them to forgive you, there's your problem. And that would have been taken care of if you'd been working those steps.
See, the counseling gets at what's going on in you and makes you aware of some of the stuff that went on with everybody else. But the recovery process helps you to deal with yourself, but also how to deal with those that you've hurt, and then how to connect it all to your relationship with God. It's repetitive because it takes a while to really sink in.
Well, that's how we learn, through repetition.
Yeah.
That's God's design.
Yeah.
So we need to hear it again and again and again. But it gives you those tools for living and functioning differently.
Mark, if you were to say to your family, I hate going to those meetings, I don't want to do it, I've found all sorts of excuses to not, but I think it's going to lead me to a deeper recovery and ways to connect and help you guys heal too, and they saw you going to those meetings you don't want any part of, it would have an impact on them, my friend.
Yep.
Well, I'm smiling. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible, buddy, and you hang in there, and I'll send you with it the 12 Laws of Life Recovery. You're going to love those. All of this is about the 12 steps and how they relate to Scripture and Scripture relate to them. And Dave, you gave me this great book, Learning to Breathe Underwater. Mm-hmm. And right there, you've got a quotation by Bill W. talking about the fact that these steps are a way to experience the highest, deepest, most spiritual experience ever. He's not trying to give you 12 steps to be a physically strong or emotionally strong. They're spiritual steps,
strength,
right,
yeah,
out of the Bible. Dr. Bob said we got them from the good book, Sermon on the Mount, the Book of James, and then also
1 Corinthians 13.
Our love chapter, it's right there. All right, now let me take. We've got 10 tips. We've been doing 10 tips. People love the tips. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll get them to you. Here's the first one on managing your depression. So many people, you know, we have more people saying they're depressed than anything else. Do not expect too much from yourself too soon if you're struggling with depression. That's only going to make you more depressed. Avoid setting difficult goals or taking on ambitious new responsibilities until you've got a solid structure process for recovery and treatment. And number two is break down the large tasks into small,
mm-hmm,
ones. Sometimes,
doable,
you know, all we think we got to move a log, and all we can do in the depression is move a match. You move one match at a time, and pretty soon you've moved the entire log worth of weight. When I was so struggling with depression, it owned me. It consumed every piece of my life. I just had a goal, get out of bed and go outside by noon and take a walk. And I tell you, little things that you can do changes everything. Those are two of the 10 tips on managing depression, having victory over depression. If you want the others, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we will email them to you, or we will send them right out to you. But now, let's go to Amy from Friendsworth, Texas, KWRD. I believe she's on line number 8. Hello there, Amy, Friendsworth, Texas, KWRD. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great. What's going on?
Okay, I hope I can address this question very simply. Basically, I am in my second marriage, wonderful marriage. I took 7 years to be by myself after a 14-year marriage, got a lot of Christian counseling, finally married a Christian. He's a wonderful man. He is a hard worker, strong ethics. Like I said, he's a Christian, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, police officer, military, he's very disciplined. But lately, when we get into disagreements or arguments, he's jumping on this bandwagon of, oh, it's my fault, my fault, my fault, or it's my fault, my fault. And I want to find a happy balance, and I can't pull him off of this my fault or your fault thing.
Well, is the my fault thing a deflection and a defense, or is it a true belief that he's a failure?
No. He doesn't think he's the failure. It's a smart aleck response.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's really my fault is what he's saying.
Right.
And I just feel like it's a defeatist situation. So, you know, I'm like, okay, whenever you're ready to act like a grown man, I'll be back from the grocery store.
Here's what you say. Honey, it's not your fault. We know that. What's your fault is not being willing to talk about the issue,
mm-hmm,
and allowing
us
to work through it and grow closer together. That's your fault. When you're
it's
ready,
hard through.
When you're ready,
right.
When you're ready, let's talk about the issue and not do something like you're doing that just prevents us from growing closer together. Mm-hmm. You're a military man. You're a police officer. You can handle the anxiety of dealing with a conflict. I know you can.
Now, if that's he's strong and he prays, but I see that when he is at his wit's end, he won't let me in to help him.
Yeah. So what is it that he is using this on? Are you a hypercritical person that he's had to resort to something to survive? That would be your piece of it.
I'm not hypercritical. I am. I'm a very much literal. I want to help him resolve the solution or come up with a solution immediately. I want to attack it, but I don't want to be the one doing it by myself.
Well, go get some counseling and
okay, but is that his personality style?
No, I think
he's... No, his personality... Well, yes, actually it is. We're very much alike. He quit counseling last week because he thought the counselor and I shared words when actually it was me guessing about something because that's the way I actually perceive certain behaviors. So he thought the counselor and I had co-conspired against him and spoken about him, and that's not what happened.
So he's very sensitive, too.
Right. Yeah, he is, and so afraid of being wrong.
What should she do?
Well, I think before you go into the long response that Steve gave
which
you...
Which was wonderful.
Which was right on, but I would say, you know, tell me why you think it's your fault. And then... You know, try to keep the conversation going that way and say, and then if he kind of skates on that one, say, obviously you don't want to talk about it, and that's frustrating because I'm not blaming you. I want to understand.
Right. Well, what about more like, can we just take blame off the table?
Yeah, that's even better.
So that we can both just look at this problem without assigning blame.
He won't.
Okay.
That's why I leave.
Okay.
I give it a couple hours and come home, and then he's willing to talk.
Oh okay. But, so
well, that's good.
So immediately he goes into a place perhaps of shame?
But yes, but I am so exhausted. It's like dealing with one of my children. You know, it's like I don't have 2 hours to waste with my husband. We both work. We're both very busy. We both have crazy schedules. Honey, we've got to get to this, and you need to really stop.
Well, but maybe he's got to think about it, and he's got to process it and then figure it out before he talks next because he's going to put his foot in his mouth if he starts talking right away. You probably just need to give it 2 hours. I mean, the fact that he does come back and talk about it,
that's
good. That's a real plus. Wow.
Yeah. See, Amy, you're kind of requiring him, okay, and probably out of your anxiety, you're requiring him to be like you and to process like you. And some people get overwhelmed by their emotions, and they need time away by themselves to sort it out before they can talk about it.
It's actually, it can be a very healthy thing to recognize, I'm just going to react here, and I'm better not, so I'm going to walk away, come back, and you adjust to that. I think that's great
He may deflect and name whose fault it is just to get you, to get some distance from you, because... Otherwise, you're going to come at him with problem solving, and he can't do it in that moment.
Because you must feel like pressure to him at that point in time. Mm-hmm. So the thing that when you do talk about it, include in your conversation the fact it makes me very anxious when we have to delay, and I don't know how to deal with that. And be vulnerable with him as to how you respond and the struggle you have in responding.
Okay. So you hold on. We're going to get you some help here. And also, I'll send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution, the book and the Bible. And I'm going to suggest, I hope that that you guys could get into one of our marriage weekends. You know, we've got this intimacy intensive. I mean, get him into that. You guys are going to work through this. It'll be a great outcome. Let's go to Jolie from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening on WORD. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. How old are you, by the way? Just curious.
I'm almost 28.
28. All right. What's going on?
So I am a youth group leader, and one of my youth group kids is a freshman in college this year.
Okay.
And she, about a month ago, her boyfriend broke up with her, and her mom was very concerned. So during one of the weekends when she came home, she and I got to meet up and have coffee, and she told me everything. And this guy is a sociopath, from the sounds of it. And so it's like, you know, when they first started out and he was completely about her. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of months, after she told me everything, I said, okay, well, did you guys have sex? And God's just given me a lot of wisdom recently about covenant relationships and the beauty of waiting until you're married to have sex. And so I knew that this was very important to ask. And she said that they did, and that part of what he was saying, and she was a virgin before him, and part of what...
Hold on. We're going to help you after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're talking to Jolie. Jolie, this girl in college had sex with, you call him a sociopath. How old was she, how old is she?
She's 17 or 18. She graduated early.
Okay, and then how old was the sociopath guy?
He's 20 or 21. He's a junior in college.
And what does he do? Oh, he's just a student in college?
He's a student as well. He is also a worship leader at the church that they go to.
Oh.
He helps with orientation with freshmen, but this is not a Christian college.
Why do you say he's a sociopath? Jill was saying that's
diagnosis.
Pretty strong. Yeah.
Because after a couple of months of being all about her, and then after they had sex, he became all about him and started doing, there was a switch from the way that she talked to me about it, and that it was like, and to me, it's just after he got what he wanted. They will just drop people whatever they feel like.
So do narcissists, and so do men who want sex.
Yeah, it's a real common thing in situations other than sociopathy, where a guy, here's what happens. All of his defenses and boundaries. He lets them down, and he becomes everything that a woman could ever imagine, shares every feeling. He just is so
there. And that's exactly
there.
How he explained
right.
it, that he was everything.
Yeah,
right.
He's there for her in every way. And then he has sex with her, and guess what? The guy actually has a conscience sometimes. And so now, look whose fault this was, that I did the bad thing, that I was wrong. Surely it's not me. I'm a perfect narcissist. I couldn't have made this mistake. Mm-hmm. She must have lured me in. And so all of those mm-hmm. boundaries, those walls, they go bam, they just slam back up, and he is a sealed, tightly, hermetically sealed and bound entity that no one can penetrate, and he does not want any part of the offending party, and yet he knows he can't just walk away, and so they stay stuck together, and it is painful for both. I'm not defending anything he did. I'm
no,
just saying.
No, not at all. Happened, though.
Huh? But what's that?
That's not what happened.
What
though.
Happened?
After he became everything that she wanted, and you know, she didn't believe that there was ever a guy like that.
Yeah.
After they had sex, and part of that, of them having sex, is that he said that they will be married someday, so it wasn't sinning. And then he had separated her from people that she was close with, and then it was all about him, and he continued to do it that way. And I believe they continued to have sex as well because they didn't view it as sinning. And then when a guy, like an old friend of hers, when she was home on spring break, he kissed her, and then she told her boyfriend of the time about this.
Right.
And he cut her off, and he's like, I don't trust you, all this stuff. And then whenever they see each other, he tells her about his undying love for her and how he wants to be with her. And she'll say, well, I can't do this.
What's the question for us then?
It's a couple. First of all, he's a leader. He's a worship leader in a church up there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is, since he's friends, it's a small college. So since he's friends with everybody, everybody thinks that she cheated on him. And he's a worship leader. And I'm concerned about him manipulating other freshman girls that are either there or coming
so
in
what's
within the next
what, what's
year.
Our question? Well, how could we help you?
What do I need to do about that, and how can I counsel my former youth group girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was me, I would be talking to the pastor of the church where he's a worship leader, and I would be saying, I'm a 28-year-old person who's in my youth group, and here's what happened. And exactly what you said, I'm afraid this is going to happen to other people, but what we've got here is a devastated young woman who your worship leader had sex with, saying it was okay because one day they're going to be married, and just because she kissed this boy back home, now he is ruining her reputation and all of this stuff. And as the pastor, I'm hoping that you will deal with this in the way that it needs to be dealt with. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I agree, too. I think that's great.
And I think you need to do it because I don't think you're – like Council Lee is
no.
courageous enough to do
no,
it.
No, and I don't want her to do that.
Right.
If I were to do it, I don't want her to know about it either.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you
well,
know.
I would let her know about
I think
it.
You have, yeah, I think you have to let her know.
I would tell her after you did it, though.
Yeah.
Because she might try to persuade you not to. But I would just do it, and then I'd say, look, here's what I did because I love you and I care about you. And I didn't tell you beforehand because I didn't want you to have any kind of choice or for the boyfriend to say, hey, you could have stopped her because you knew about it. You could have told me, whatever. I did it, and it's going to be a great thing. And that you got wise counsel on whether or not to call the pastor. You didn't just do it on your own.
Well, right. And then you have to work with her, either getting her into therapy, but talking about her shame now about it and her part of it because she wanted to believe him.
Yeah.
Yes. But she may have known. Yeah. I mean, she knew the truth.
Now, give us your address. I'm going to send you Toxic Faith because in there I talk about what happens when church leaders take advantage of people in the church. Faith is toxic. It's poisonous. And she will see how she was lured into this relationship. There's so much in there. It's going to help her to heal. We'll be back right after this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I've read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. If you've listened to the program very long, you know that Dave Stoop has an amazing IQ. But he also has an incredible EQ. And he and John Townsend talk about this emotional quotient. And let's play this from tv.newlife.com.
You and I have been studying research and the Bible forever. And the cool thing is how research like this just basically validates what the Bible's been saying all along. That's why I love this, because it ties right in with, for example, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5, which says, "The person's heart are deep waters, but a person of understanding draws them out."
Yeah.
Well, what's a good spouse, a good parent, a good leader supposed to do? They're supposed to draw people out empathetically about what they feel and their hurts and their fears. And people who are drawing those deep waters out are basically people with a high EQ.
And are very successful in what they do, because they facilitate the growth of the people that are working with them.
I don't know. I don't have any research on this, Dave, but I suspect that people listening just to your contribution on tv.newlife.com, their emotional quotient would go up by at least 10 points. I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
But Dave, you do some great, great stuff there, and you and John did a great one here. Over 1,000 programs. We're adding programs all the time. So go on there and go to tv.newlife.com and take advantage of this. It's pretty incredible. And if you're low on EQ, Dave can really help you with that. All right, let's go to Susan from Philadelphia. WFIL is the station. Hi, Susan. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you. How are you?
Great. Thanks for holding on. How could we help you today?
So my husband and my son are going to the next Every Man's Battle.
Yes.
My son, a year and a half ago, we found out that he was looking at pornography on his phone. He had been looking at it for some years. Just before I say that, I wanted to let you guys know that I re-signed up for the New Life Club member, as well as I am a subscriber to the New Life TV. And I said re-sign because you know how your credit card, sometimes the date changes,
right,
and then So just wanted to let you know I just re-signed.
Thank you, Susan. We are going to be especially attentive to everything you ask us.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
And so I tried to send him as soon as I found out, and then I found out you all didn't take them until they were 18. So as soon as he turned 18, now he's going to the next Every Man's Battle. So my husband's going with him because our counselor, he actually didn't think it was a good idea. Let me say that.
Okay.
He was like, it's not necessary. He doesn't need it. And I waited until we went to counseling to bring it up because I needed support. So, and the counselor said, no, he does need it. So my husband's going with him. But my concern and my question is, because we haven't told our son yet. And we're waiting till last minute to let him know that he's going. But I need my husband to support me and not just say you're going because your mother thinks it's a good idea and I think it's okay. But I need it to be both of us saying this is necessary for your sexual integrity.
Why does your husband need to go also?
He didn't need to go. He said, well, if he's going, I'm going also. I said,
to be supportive.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just to be supportive is why he's going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't watch porn.
Well,
he doesn't have a porn.
All right. Well, they won't be in the same group, you know. They'll be able to talk about everything. I'm about to do a weekend with my son, Solomon. Okay, so I'm doing the whole thing. Well, your husband's going to have a weekend with your 18-year-old. It's just somebody else is going to do it for him, and they can talk about it. So it should be a great time of connection. Your husband should say to your son, I don't need to know anything. I'm not going to be asking you what you're talking about in groups. We're going to talk about what the guy's talking about in the lecture thing. If you want to tell me something about you, that's your business, but I'm there to support you, pray for you, love you, and us talk through things that maybe we would have talked through if I had done one of these weekends when you were 9, 10, 11, or 12. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, and so, you're worried about how to tell him. Mm-hmm. I think I would just tell him that your dad and you are going to go to the Every Man's Battle weekend. And I think it's really, and you say to him, and I think it's really special that you're both going. You'll be in different groups, but you'll be there and sharing the experience, which will be profound.
So that for the rest of your life, you'll have something to talk about.
Right, but you're concerned about your husband, Susan. So I think you need to talk to your husband first and make sure you guys are on the same page and ask him what message does he think that the two of you need to communicate when talking to your son? Because if he undermines you by saying, well, I kind of think so, but your mom really thinks so, that's about your husband. That's not about your son, right?
Okay.
So can we have a unified message that we want to communicate to our son?
Yeah, because
that's
important. Really is a cool thing. And talk to your husband about this angle of, a lot of dads and sons have these weekends, and we're just going to have that weekend with New Life, and it's going to be fantastic. All right? Hold on, and I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust. I hope you like that. And I'll send you a copy of Every Young Man's Battle, and that'll be a great thing for you to be reading while your son is learning all about how to have sexual integrity. You know, one of the things people don't understand is that the book is one thing, the workshop is something totally different in material.
Yeah.
So it's not like picking up the book and
it's not like
just,
it's going to be repetitive.
They complement each other,
they do.
Right?
That's right. They complement each other, just like peanuts in a bar, complimentary. All right, let's go to, how about we go and talk with, there's Brian from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, WORD. How are you today, Brian? What's going on? Brian? Dan. That's Dan from Huntington Beach. KKLA is the station.
Oh.
Hi, Dan. How's it going?
Hi, Steve. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to talk about a problem I have with obsessive compulsive disorder. I developed it when I was 10 years old. My dad had just gotten married for the third time, and the person that he married wasn't very nice person. And it created a lot of stress in the home. I had an older brother and a twin sister, and I started to develop this obsessive compulsive disorder, thinking things were contaminated and wanting to wash a lot. And my dad, I think, may have been part of the development of this. I didn't feel protected. I don't think my dad did much to, he didn't do much to protect me from her. And so now, prior to that, I didn't have OCD. And so now, if I encounter someone who I think is rude, discourteous, I will be very overwhelmed by that.
Yeah. Okay.
Event, and I'll have to wash my hands several times if they touch something.
Yeah.
That I like, if I'm at work and I got to operate a machine, I've got to touch something that they touch. I got to wash my hands a certain amount of times. I want to replace the thought of that person with someone else, and it never works. It just goes year after year, and now it's been, I'm 49 now, and it's destroying my life. It's devastating my life. Overwhelms me.
What's the question for us then?
My question is, what is the mechanism for this? Why do I do what I do? The people that I talk to about this problem, I say, well, how would you feel in that situation? They would say, yeah, I think that they're rude or discourteous. I wouldn't like it. I don't like what they
let me tell you why you're doing
it.
Let me tell you why you're doing it, Dan. You want to hear?
Yes.
Okay. So you resorted to this as a way to get through a painful part of your life as a 10-year-old, right? And in doing that, you now have a brain that's wired that way. It's the most convenient reactive path in your brain. You've actually wired your brain to do this. So it's not like somebody else could just decide, oh, I'm not going to do that. Your brain is wired to do that. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to you about how do you short-circuit the wiring that's causing you this kind of problem, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. We would love for you to join us in Columbus, Ohio, April the 29th. Lose It for Life. In 2 days, you can still get in. We want to see you there. It could be freedom for you. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own
had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, ziplining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103. Or go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back talking with Dan, obsessive compulsive personality disorder, or just an obsessive compulsive disorderly reaction to things,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you were talking about at the break.
There's some new. Mm-hmm. You're basically dealing with a way to cope with anxiety. When you wash your hands, you're kind of ridding yourself of the anxiety.
Right, the anxiety of feeling out of control and being taken back to that time in life.
But I was reading, and I can't remember where, there's some newer treatment for OCD, and it has a lot to do with your thoughts and thought replacement. And you need training, and the old way was systematic desensitization, but. I would talk to your therapist and say there's some newer ways of doing this in terms of replacing thoughts and
well, there's also
being strengthened.
There's also some sensory techniques where you clue into your body, because when you get in that state where you're talking about being overwhelmed, you're actually outside the realm where you can think your way through it. And so that's why you go to the repetitive behavior. It takes you down the brain path that Steve was talking about. So you can learn some ways to tune into your body to calm yourself down to a place where your brain will kick back in terms of your thinking.
And Dan, what medication has been prescribed for this to try to help you kind of short circuit the system?
I have many years ago I did take some medication, but none of it ever helped.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I would explore that also, because since many years ago, there are so many different types of medications now. Not that you would want to be on that forever, but sometimes the right medication can literally change some brain chemistry that can help you with this little wiring problem that you've got. So I wouldn't rule that out just because you did it many years ago and it didn't work.
They've used Prozac as a treatment for that, and they discovered it by chance. So there's other things they've got that are more current, too.
So I'm going to send you the Emotional Freedom Workbook. I think you're going to like that, too. If you'll work through all of the four problems there, I think you're going to find some relief there. I hope so. I'm praying for you for that. So let us know how it goes. But please look at some of the new treatments, the new things that are available. I think I've got time for one quick final phone call with Cecilia from Edgewood, Maryland, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. I just wish you guys would just knock on my door and come in and sit down and talk with me and my husband.
Oh, and here we are, the only person that wants us to talk with him, but we don't have a lot of time. How could we help? Can you ask us something pretty quick?
Yes, really quick. I want to know, what am I supposed to do after I have talked to my husband about our marriage? I have wrote him a 4-page letter, and he says, you know, he wants to merge and he loves me. And he says all the things that you want to hear, but his behavior is not what he's saying. I mean,
what's his behavior?
For months, and we're not intimate. Behavior as far as we're not connected, we're not intimate. He snores terrible. Went to the doctors in December. They gave him the machine. He won't use the machine. He'd rather sleep at the bottom of the bed for 5 and 6 months. We're just not like okay. married people should be.
And you're sure he's not using pornography?
No, he's not, and he's not having an affair.
Uh huh.
He did lose his job 2 years ago. He got fired. Well, so
all right.
I don't know if that.
That's huge.
That's huge.
That's very
how
big.
How old is he? How old is he? How old is he?
He's 61.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And has he had any lab work done on the hormones and blood work, things like that?
I mentioned that to him. He have a problem going to the doctor, but I said he need to go to the doctor and get his blood work done to see if anything is going on. But I just don't know. It's more to tell you, but...
Cecilia, here, if I was sitting here mm-hmm. with him, I would say this to him, which offends a lot of people, which I kind of like doing that sometimes. Sex really does fix a lot of things. It's not just about an act of sex. There's healing that happens with there. There is a bonding, a binding, a connection that happens in no other ways. And a man needs to fight, I mean fight, for that experience to be as fantastic as it can be for as long as it can be. And when you get older, you know, you can adjust and adapt and all that. But I would love to say to him, come on, buddy, let's find out what's going on here. 4 months, that's too long. Let's get, if you're depressed over that job loss, let's get that taken care of. If it's low libido from hormonal change, let's take care of it. But you got to fight for this woman and having that wonderful sexual experience. You know, you can have a wonderful sexual experience without intercourse. They're just so much about intimacy. You need, I mean, if you could get him to our intensive on intimacy, well, we've seen a lot of people healed through the intimacy intensive, the ultimate intimacy intensive. That's another thing. But really, I would be saying to him, honey, come on, fight for us. Let's figure this out because there's a lot of fun, enjoyment, love, bonding, connection that we can experience.
So I'm going to say what I said on a previous show. You've got to get him out walking and talking.
Yeah, there you go.
So get him moving because I think it's highly likely that he has at least low-grade depression
right
at this point
especially,
in his life.
Yeah.
And so loss of interest in things like sex.
Right.
So get him moving and maybe talking about
I think he has more than a low-grade depression.
It's
mid-grade.
Yes. Mid to high.
When a man loses a job at 59,
huge.
That's pretty devastating. You feel like a total failure, and that begins to affect every part of your life. And don't minimize the impact of that on him because that's at the root of it, I think.
Right.
Could be.
I mean, working his whole life, and now 2 years is a short time.
He lost his identity.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to send you something to give him. I'm going to send you every man, God's man. I think he's going to like that. And I hope and pray that something in there would stir within him a desire to get back the man that he was. You know, this is another form of taking
your life back.
You let it go into this non-sexual friendship. They don't even have a friendship, really. She's not happy here. And if you're friends, you do try to tend to make each other happy. You at least say you're sorry for not making each other happy. Dave, you and I are friends. When I mess up, at least I say I'm sorry. You know, he's not even there. All right. Hey, we love getting to be with you, and we're just about out of time. But let me remind you, we've got Lose It for Life in 2 days. That's in the middle of the country, Columbus, Ohio. We love getting to go there. It's a celebration. I'm telling you, you're going to see some amazing things happen. Not just getting fat off, but the weight of your soul is going to be reduced. We need your help, desperately need your help. So desperately that a gift of any amount, did you hear that? A gift of any amount will send you Dr. Henry Cloud's new book, and it's a great one, The Power of the Other. Many of you probably have been the other person in someone's life that inspired them to do great things, things that never would have happened if you hadn't come along. So go and be part of a great reading experience that Henry provides, and all you have to do is give us a gift of any amount, and we'll send it to you. That's all you have to do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's 1-800-639-5433. And if you join Club New Life for $20.16 a month, and we'll send you our welcome kit with the tote bag, the mug, the thumb drive, the book, You Can Do This, and the note cards. Also, tv.newlife.com. Go there now. It's a great, great deal. It'll change your life. Or call us for help.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.